This week, I'd like to chat with you about music. I say music because what I really mean is background noise while writing, but saying background noise while writing is not really a very attractive title, so music. I'll also be touching on mood, signposting, subconscious, grasshoppers, and even Star Trek. So, music. When we're focused on a specific task, like writing a story or creating content, for instance, we need to focus on the task at hand. Focusing is the all-important thing. Writing content for anything requires your full attention. When your brain needs to focus on one thing, having some noise in the background can be a useful aid to that focus. This is because if your brain is anything like mine, it can wander off incredibly easily and think about that hunky actor you saw in the film the other night, or what my dream really meant when I jumped into a vat of custard, or even, hey, a deadline is looming, get your butt into gear. Essentially, it's your subconscious at work, but how it treats you can be up to you or up to it. More on this later. Some people don't require background noise at all. In fact, for some people, working in absolute silence is the required aid. Even a whisper or hearing somebody's socked foot on carpet can chase away their muse. However, while I do like peace and quiet, I'm quite different. I've lived with what some people call a grasshopper mind for as long as I can remember. It tends to really come into play when I need to work on something important, or I might be really tired or really hungry, or I might even just need to go to the toilet. But when my brain decides my body needs something else other than the thing I'm working on, it has no problem wandering off and going out to play. The grasshopper part comes into play when I try to stay to the same point within a subject. It messes with me. It sabotages my point and forces me to think of the next thing or the previous thing or even something totally different. In order to combat this, I have something playing in the background. Over the years, I've discovered that my mood also has to be humoured. There's little point in shoving on any old music, then trying to tap out a novel on my laptop keyboard. My process doesn't really work like that at all. I need to take into consideration how my mind works and consider what it needs to get the job done. Now, far be it from me to say that I'm a logical person. However, when I have to get something done for a deadline, logic does come into play. I have to know my working process really well and, if you like, pander to it a bit in order to get the very best out of myself. But moods and logic don't really go together, so I find I'm in constant conflict. That's where the background noise comes in. Speaking of logic, as a slight digression, see? If you're ever a fan of the Star Trek franchise, you'll know that Vulcans meditate to suppress their illogical, in inverted commas, emotions. You might also know that Andorians, Ferengi, Klingons, they respond only to their emotions. The Klingons with their anger and aggression, the Andorians with, well, just about anything, and the Ferengi become excited whenever money changes hands, especially their hands. Because the Vulcans suppress their emotions, it means they're able to achieve a whole lot more every day or every week because they can completely focus on the logical aspects of life, therefore becoming productive. Admittedly, this is all fiction, but you can learn a lot about yourself watching others, even if they are fictional aliens from TV. So, back to my mood with regards to music. Much like yourself, I would imagine, I'm not always in the mood for listening to rock or ballads, or maybe your choices are opera and death metal, presumably not at the same time. Personally, my choices tend to be classical music if I'm writing business blogs or opinion blogs, also for fiction or if I'm studying. I find classical music playing in the background very softly very helpful. The music gives my grasshopper mind something to play with, while my logical and creative parts of my mind focus on the important thing, the task at hand. Remember earlier I said we'd come back to the subconscious? Well, we're here. In writing, and that means any kind of writing that requires your attention, you have to have a point. Whether that point is a plot in fiction, a call to action in a blog, or absorbing the subject in your studies, Your subconscious grabs all of those words and all of those images and stores them up in a vast vault. And if you have a mind like mine, the subconscious reminds you of some of those words, meanings and images via your dreams, concocts an illogical story often involving you and plays them over and over in different ways. Now, here's a handy tip. If you are really fortunate, you can get your subconscious to play your game rather than you playing its game. This is where signposting comes in. You might want to try this. Within a dream, if you're able to tell yourself you're dreaming and continue with it, that's fab. This is a lucid dream. It takes some practice, but it is possible, and I've done it several times. At the point of the dream that you want to recall, find something in the dream that you can use as a signpost. It might be a vase of flowers or a windowsill or some other everyday object. Then, when you wake up, you'll have the ability to use the signpost to go back to that part of the dream. So if you're out and about during the day and you see a vase of flowers or a windowsill or something like that, it will signpost you back to the dream and you'll have a better chance of remembering it and, should you so want to, analyse it. So how does this connect with background music? Well, it shares its time with your subconscious. It's another thing that your subconscious can sabotage you with. But if you use it rather than it use you, then it becomes a helpful tool and leave you to focus on writing. Have you ever considered how music affects your work? Nowadays, a lot of people work from home, me included, and my husband too. We work in different rooms and with different background noises and different noise preferences. Both can be considered music, or at its baser level, white noise. My husband tends to have political programs on the TV as white noise, while his mind focuses on his work. In another room, at the other side of the house, I have different sounds on to help me focus, not politics. As I mentioned at the start of this episode, if I'm writing creatively, maybe focusing on a novel, I might listen to a CD with lyrics. It would have to be specific lyrics that matches the specific part of the story, as it may well heavily influence the plot. Yeah, I can be that suggestive. If I'm studying, I might be listening to classical music on the radio. I tend to prefer listening to radio that is either all discussion or all music. If it cuts between either, let's say including adverts, it tends to throw my train of thought. Because we all enjoy different styles of music, and most writers seem to be quite specific about their musical tastes, there is no one size fits all. Sometimes music doesn't work at all, and you're utterly focused on writing, and other times we forget to put any on at all because we're just already so focused. My daughter tends to listen to loud music when she's studying for work exams, whereas if I did that, I know it would throw me considerably. I think some of these likes and dislikes stem from our childhood. Years ago, I would struggle to focus on homework, so my parents would say, "Telly off, do your homework." As I sat in silence to do my homework, it didn't help at all, actually. And actually, in the end, I didn't do very well at school. Not probably down to the homework, I just wasn't that bright a child. Nowadays, however, I find that if I'm studying and classical music is playing softly in the background, the part of my mind that wanders so freely will listen to the music, leaving the rest of my mind to absorb the studying. It's the same at the gym. I have particular songs that help me on the treadmill. Once those songs are playing in my ears, I keep to the beat and focus on the song. If it has a video too, then so much the better. If I was on the treadmill without songs, I would find it too difficult to focus on what I'm meant to be doing while I'm there. Interestingly, I generally swim more than I gym, but I can't listen to music if I'm swimming, so I tend to use that time to problem solve. The sound of water and other people splashing around becomes the white noise or music for me. In the gym, however, I always begin a session on the treadmill with the Proclaimers and 500 miles. The beat is perfect for my stride, and 500 miles is good motivation too. And that brings me back to white noise and everyday sounds. Do you ever consider those daily internal and external noises as music? You might not even notice them much, but things like the tapping of a typewriter keyboard, the rhythm it makes if you're a fast typist, cars driving past your window in the office, or buses roaring and whooshing past, car alarms, house alarms, police sirens, seagulls calling. Others are things like printers whirring, office chatter, TV shows and movie soundtracks. The rhythm of someone walking or running is also music, or white noise, and heavy rain, wind, even a dog panting or a cat meowing. All this white noise can be considered music when we're heavily engrossed in work. Personally, my favourite white noise is waves crashing, trees moving, and rain falling. The downside to those is that chances are the weather's not that great, and being a highly suggestible person, miserable weather can create a miserable mood. Hey ho. Back to meditation though. I meditate frequently, and for many years I've been advised to by my GPs, but it wasn't until I reached my 50th birthday a few years ago that a situation forced me to find a meditation style that suited me immediately. I had a massive panic attack. I've had them many times before, but that specific one was quite a tough one. Until that point, I hadn't bothered with it much. But now I find I get the best out of myself when I've had enough sleep, and sometimes up to 3 meditations a day. Mostly it's 1 or 2, and they're around 20 minutes, half an hour each. But if I'm feeling particularly overwhelmed with work or studies, then I make time for it and a decision to meditate. Whatever your thoughts on your mental well-being, meditation can be extremely helpful. Again, it's about listening to background sounds that help your mind relax. So, to conclude, music is a great way to lift your mood, slow your mind down, speed your body up, help you feel emotions that you might not ordinarily be in tune with, and of course, purely for entertainment. Whatever you're listening to, whenever you listen to it, enjoy it, because music in all its forms is necessary for daily living. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.